we take a mass, and it's so-and-so, and it has arms and a head and so on. It's standing in a space, you see, and it's has energy pulses in it, and it's moving through time. Well, that is the way you would say a man. That's all the significance there is to it, basically. But now we add significances to it. We say he has ears and they can hear, and he has eyes and they can see, and then he's made of protein molecules, and he's made of this, and enzymes, and so forth, and then there's various chemicals which are found, and it's this and it's that, and it gets so darn complicated that you lose sight of something. It doesn't matter whether it's a universe, or it doesn't matter whether it's a mind, or it doesn't, any universe is composed of matter, energy, space, and time, thoughts, postulates, and considerations which add the significances of form to these things. If you want to know how bogged down your PC is in significances, why, just asking the difference between men and women. He sure give you an awful lot of differences, you know. They're quite unlike, they're this, that. But basically and fundamentally, they are a slight difference of form existing in space going along the time track. Now, let's reduce it to the reductio ad emeter. And all you're reading, regardless of the significances, masses, energies, space, and time. And the significances key in different masses and different energies, different spaces and different times. So you ask for different significances, you see. The significances key in masses, energy, spaces, and times. That's all. That's it. Now, man sails along and has purpose and everything else because he does have these thoughts, postulates. These things do add up to different forms, and these forms in their counter-relationships make different significances and make different games. It all starts looking very complicated. And we immediately lose sight of how simple it is, and we start chasing down after the super significances of it all. Well, your super significances of it all are going to wind up in terms of matter, energy, space, and time, thoughts, considerations, and relationships, which, of course, are just more thoughts and considerations. And this is what this thing reads. It's keyed in by significance and leads to matter, energy, space, and time in somebody's mind. And where you find the most suspended matter, energy, space, and time in somebody's mind, you find the area where he showed the least responsibility. So the significance which adds up to something he shows some responsibility for. In the first place, you're addressing this to a thetan. And doesn't register the thetan. It registers his effect upon matter, energy, space, and time, and his thoughts, you see? This is what it registers. It registers only products of the thetan. It doesn't register the thetan. I had a meter one time that did register thetans. The radiesthesia people have been doing it by hands and the way we used to try to do it in Dianetics. We found out that's pretty unreliable. But they do it that way. They try to pass their hands and get very intuitive sensitivities with regard to people and then measure up some tremendous significance out of all of this and add it up to why somebody has lumbosis or something of the sort. Well, that's all very well, and it's a good effort, but we tried that years ago and we found out there's too much variability on this thing called sensitivity and intuition. And to have any kind of an agreement, we've got to have something that measures a constancy of intuition. And this gives you the average intuition or the mean of intuition amongst people.